This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Mayor Mamdani's Egypt comment, what went wrong? When a mayor scores an own goal. What happened? During the 2026 FIFA World Cup, Argentina beat Egypt 3-2 in the round of 16 in Atlanta. The match sparked immediate controversy over several VAR calls, including a disallowed Egyptian goal, and two penalty appeals that went unanswered. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani jumped into the firestorm publicly, declaring Egypt were robbed, and the clip went viral almost instantly. The communication angle. Let's start with what Mamdani actually did right. He said something specific. Not the refereeing was concerning or questions have been raised. He said, Egypt were robbed. Three words. No wiggle room. In a world where politicians sand every edge of every sentence, that kind of blunt declaration cuts through instantly. It's why the clip spread. Specificity is the engine of virality. But here's where it falls apart. Mamdani is the mayor of New York City. His job is to run a city of 8 million people, not to referee World Cup disputes. The moment he steps onto this field, every word he says gets filtered through a question the audience is already asking. Why is he talking about this? That question is poison for a communicator. Once the audience is asking why you're speaking instead of listening to what you're saying, you've already lost the room. There's a real cost to speaking outside your lane without a bridge. Mamdani didn't connect this to anything, not to NYC's Egyptian-American community, not to a broader point about fairness in international sports governance, not to anything that justifies a mayor's voice on this topic. A single sentence of context would have transformed this from a Twitter stunt into a genuine statement. Something like, as mayor of a city home to hundreds of thousands of Egyptian New Yorkers, I'm saying plainly, Egypt were robbed. Now you have standing. Now it means something. The third layer here is audience targeting. Viral is not the same as effective. Yes, the clip spread. But who did it move? Soccer fans already furious about the calls didn't need a New York mayor to validate them. People skeptical of the controversy dismissed him as grandstanding. The people Mamdani actually governs, the ones who vote for him and depend on him, got nothing actionable from this moment. Going viral without a purpose is just noise with a bigger speaker. The lesson is simple and brutal. Before you speak publicly on anything outside your direct authority, ask yourself one question. What does my specific position give me the right to say here that no one else can say? If you can't answer that, don't speak. Or find the answer first, then speak. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on positioning your authority covers how to establish the right to speak before you say the thing you actually want to say. Without that foundation, even a perfectly worded statement slides off the audience. With it, the same words land like a verdict. The takeaway. Before your next public statement, on a topic outside your usual role, write one sentence that explains why your specific position gives you standing to speak on it. If you can't write that sentence clearly and honestly, stay quiet or refrain until you can. This single habit will eliminate 90% of the why is this person talking problem that kills credibility. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.